We are joined this morning by Don and John with Movie Night Traffic Light, going to talk about the new films hitting theaters this weekend. It's a big blockbuster, summer blockbuster weekend, huh, guys?
Yes, it is.
Every weekend is a blockbuster summer weekend, Jenny.
I guess you're right. So tell us.
Okay, well, today we're going to tell you about The Aunt Bully and Miami Vice.
Yes, you know Aunt Bully, devoted wife of Uncle Buck, beloved sister, mommy dearest? Okay, not that kind of aunt.
Oh,
the
really?
Aunt, A-N-T, Bully, is their closest relative, I think, would have to be A Bug's Life.
And yep, this is another animated film, but this one is produced by Tom Hanks and the guy that brought us Jimmy Neutron, John A. Davis. So we had some high hopes for this one, and there's some really big stars in this one that you're going to hear. You're going to hear Nicolas Cage, Paul Giamatti, who, of course, is starring in Lady in the Water right now, Julia Roberts, Meryl Streep, and Lily Tomlin. And John mentioned A Bug's Life, and I don't know if you saw that, Jenny, but you know how they animated those insects to kind of look round and cuddly and cute and all that?
Uh-huh.
Well, in this one, they sort of went with the anatomically correct ants, so if you're creeped out by ants, it's a little hard to like these guys, but anyway, the story starts when a little kid, Lucas, he's tormented by a big bully in his neighborhood. Well, he's got to take his frustrations out somehow, so he torments an anthill in the back of his yard by flooding it out. What he doesn't know is that the ants have their own little society, and they are mad at him, and they're going to get even. And there's this wizard ant, and he's played by Nicolas Cage. He creates a potion that actually shrinks Lucas down to ant size. They kidnap him, take him to the anthill, and force him to learn the ways of the ants.
Aha, one of those kid lesson movies.
Exactly, exactly. And there's a kind lady ant there who's played by Julia Roberts, and she kind of takes him under her wing to make sure he listens to his lessons. Well, he's not having any of that until he finally remembers that his dad hired an exterminator to come kill all the ants. So he has to find a way to save himself and his new ant friends before they're all killed. Well, he ends up making new friends, he learns to respect other differences, and he even figures out how to deal with real bullies.
Yeah, we really like the premise of this. And as is kind of the standard these days, Jenny, the animation was just fantastic. Love the great animation.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, if I'm looking for voice talent for my $100 million movie, Nicolas Cage, probably not at the top of my list. But
really?
Yeah, he just has that kind of funny voice, I think. But that being said, he did great in this. Really surprised us with the way he did the voice talent in this. But other than that, the story for us just didn't seem like it developed that well. Some things happen too fast, other things too slow. It's really cute, but it just doesn't have that great cartoon chemistry like the classics, you know, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., even A Bug's Life, which I really like. So if you want to take your babies to the movies, this is probably the movie to take them to. They'll love it, and it's not like it'll be unbearable for you or anything. There's some good parts to it, good lessons for kids. But if you're on a date or something, we would recommend you probably see Monster House instead if you want to go with the animation.
Oh, very
fun. Yeah, so in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate the Aunt Bully yellow. This one is just okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And the other big one, of course, is Miami Vice.
All right.
Yeah. I know you're looking forward to it. We actually, I think we should call it Miami Vice Versa, though, because it's so completely different from the original.
Yeah, and following Hollywood's recent tradition, you know, they're bringing us a whole bunch of remakes or TV shows that they turn into movies. Well, of course, they did that with this one, and like in the original TV series, there are two main characters. There's Sonny Crockett, who's now played by Colin Farrell, of course, and Rico Tubbs, who's played by Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Well, there are two undercover detectives working for Miami PD trying to bust the bad guys, just like in the original. But the similarities pretty much stop there because this movie, it's way grittier and way more intense than the TV series. And it actually starts when a task force gets compromised and the bad guys kill two FBI agents because apparently there's a leak somewhere in the ranks. Well, Sonny and Rico, they're called in to find the leak and plug it. Well, they have to go deep undercover into the whole drug cartel world, and they go undercover as drug transporters to find out who the big drug guys are and to find out where the leak is coming from. Well, those out there that are up for an action movie, this is packed full of car chases, speeding boats, cool planes, and even some pretty brutal gunfights. And those of you out there that are up for romance, there's even some of that, too, because Sonny falls for the big drug guy's girlfriend, which ends up almost blowing the whole operation. But, and those of you that are out there for a cool ending, well, Jenny, not so much in this. It's not very believable, yeah. And you never do figure out where the leak is coming from.
This one's actually, a little disappointed on the story, I think. And it's actually so distant from the original that you don't get those nostalgic moments like you usually get with the updates and remakes that make those so much fun. But on its own merits, it did have some strengths. I thought the glamorization of the undercover cop world was great. You know, you got the exotic settings, the fast boats, all of that. Love to watch all that stuff. Great guy stuff watching that. There's also a hostage rescue scene in the middle of the movie, Jenny, that is absolutely spectacular. It almost makes the whole thing worthwhile. Rest of it's kind of just okay. The story's flawed in places. The dialogue was kind of weak. We weren't really impressed with Jamie Foxx or Colin Farrell's performances, either one, surprisingly, because we love both those guys. And Gong Li, you may know her from Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yeah, of course.
Probably a great actress and all. Have no idea why she was in this movie. She didn't fit the role really at all. And we had a lot of difficulty understanding what she was saying because she doesn't really speak English from what we understand. So the cinematography, too, was a little distracting. It was kind of, you know, more annoying than artistic because it was so jerky and grainy in places that it kind of gave you a headache to watch, unfortunately. But as you know, the best part of the original, Jenny, was the great music that they integrated with the show. And there is a lot of that in this, a lot of really good music and done really well. But it is kind of a hip-hop style in this version. In fact, there's even a remake of Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight during the final credits that has a hip-hop tone to it, which is pretty neat, but different than the original.
Yeah, so in our movie night traffic light, we're also going to rate this one a yellow this week. It's a really good action, but it's just not a great story.
Yeah, I won't. I'm glad that I got to hear your review because I certainly won't. That sounds like the opposite kind of movie than something that I would like to
pursue. Yeah, well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so what's happening next week, guys?
Well, next week, you know, John and I have been seeing a whole lot of animated movies, so we're going to take a break from the animation next week. Even though Barnyard is coming out next week, we're not going to check that one out. But what we are going to talk about next week is the new Robin Williams movie, Night Listener, and the new Will Ferrell movie, Talladega Nights.
Oh, the comedy.
Yeah, the comedy. It looks hilarious.
I have no idea what the Robin Williams movie is.
Yeah, it's kind of based on a true story about a boy that was rumored to have AIDS, and he was adopted, and he kind of befriended this radio show host.
Ooh,
and that's Robin Williams.
So
it's based on a true story,
Oh, wow.
So we'll check that out and tell you all about it next week.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I thank you guys so much for joining us, Don and John, with Movie Night Traffic Light. You can actually link to their website, learn more about them, and check out their movie reviews through our website, 929themountain.com. You click on Air and Movie Night Traffic Light, or go directly to movienighttrafficlight.com. And we will talk to you two next week.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.